Blog Talk Radio.
And what the word of God declare and decree that we are and what we are, that's the good news. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis B., the Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy you all able to join us today. That's the good news, that the Word of God is going to go forth. I pray that you hear. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, he should be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And then after that, we're going to get into this lesson, bless God.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. That's your portion. Good news is our portion. Believing God is our portion. Restoration is our portion. And she said, good health is our portion. And increase is our portion. Amen, amen. So let us receive our portion. Amen. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for each and every one, Father God, thanking you for all your many blessings, Father God. We thanking you for the word, Father God, and we thank you for our pastor who teaches this word to us, Father God. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive the good news and the good word and believe it, Father God. Lord, be with all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with the sick and the shut in, Father God, and be with all those who are bereaved, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God, and we claim in our good news and we claim in our portion as we draw closer to you, Father God. Have your way. We bind up anything and everything. We try to come up against those that are participating, those that are listening, and those that are listening by internet, Father God. And we plead the blood of Jesus on us all, Father God. We thanking you, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking about being an overcomer. That's what we're talking about. I know yesterday we got into Philippians, but I want to say this to all of those that may not know this. We are to press our way. You got this as a pressing way. Stop thinking you're going to skip through or slide through or it's going to come easy. Forget it. You got to press your way.
Amen.
I'm not saying I've already made it. I'm not saying it's easy for me. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Paul said, I have not counted myself to know everything, but one thing I'm doing, I'm attending to the resurrection power. I'm living there, and I'm following after that, that I may apprehend that for which have apprehended me. I'm getting a hold to what have gotten a hold to me now.
All right.
That's
Amen.
What I'm doing. I'm getting a hold to what is getting a hold to me. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Revelation says this, because if you're talking about developing God will offend you, you got to be able to hear, brothers and sisters. Revelation 2:17 says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. You got to start hearing what the Spirit is saying, not what man is saying, not what you are saying, not what you are thinking. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, and he ain't talking about some building either.
All right, come on.
Because if you're
now.
Hearing that, you ain't heard it. You got to be able to hear that you have been crucified with Christ and that you're part of a resurrection. That's what Paul was talking about in Philippians. He was talking about being able to attain to the resurrection. Everybody don't want the truth, man. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. So I don't expect for everybody to understand this because everybody can't hear.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Righteousness is God made Jesus to be sin so we could have that righteousness. Everybody can't hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like with worshiping. I'm going to show you. Over in, where's that? Mark. Where we go to Luke 2. But I'm thinking Mark. But let's go to Luke. Well, bless God. My mind keeps telling me to go to Mark first. So I'm going to go to Mark 4. Bless God. I think it's about the 20. And I'm just going because this is what the Spirit tells me to do, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm going to Mark after I tell you what's in Luke first, because I don't want to get nobody confused. God expects things out of us, and we got to know. God has a way. But if you're not hearing what the Spirit is saying, you won't be able to hear this. God expects us to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Now, you might want to do it another way, and that's cool. You might think worshiping God is doing this, doing that, and that's fine. Because that was wrong with that woman who met Jesus, and she thought it was all right to worship in these mountains.
Mm-hmm.
She thought it was okay.
Amen.
And Jesus had to straighten her out and let her know, this is not what God expects. But you see, brother and sister, if you can't hear what the Spirit is saying, you'll never hear that. You'll think it's okay to do this and do that and do it your way. And yeah, I know, and that, but see, you get all caught up into flesh. And Paul said in the book of Philippians, hey, I don't put no confidence in it. None. Zip. Zero. Mm-hmm. Don't put no confidence in the flesh. Don't put confidence in what you feel.
Amen.
Yeah, don't do that, man. That's the worst thing you could do. It put confidence in flesh.
Amen.
God doesn't want that. He wants us to go by what the Spirit is saying. And the Spirit says, I want you to worship me in spirit and in truth. I guess I got to go on and show y'all this, because y'all might think these are my words, and it's not. And you got to understand what that means. If your worship doesn't consist of spirit and truth, you're not hearing from the Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen.
How can you say that? Because that's what the Word said. I didn't say that. That's what the Word said. I didn't say that. The Word of God says that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll find that and read. Go over here and see this. Because God wants you to know, brothers and sisters, as Jesus talked to people, he taught them what the Word of God says. He said that. I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wanted you to worship in spirit and in truth. He said that. I didn't say that. That's what God said over there in John 4.
Amen.
I want you to read it. You gotta hear that, man. That woman said, well, wait a minute. Hey, Jesus, are you greater than Alpha? He said, wait a minute. Let me make it real plain to you. You're worshiping up here at this building, this rock. That's what you're worshiping. He said, and the Jews are over there in Jerusalem in the temple. He said, that ain't what God wants.
All right.
See, straight flesh. And then Jesus brought it to her attention, and I'm going to go there and show you. Over in John 4, I'm going to start with the 22nd verse. And I'm going to read down. It says, and ye know not. You don't know what you're worshiping. You don't know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, right now, when the true worshipers, not any kind of worshiper, but we're talking about true worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But the time is coming. It has in fact come. When what you're called will not matter. And where you go to worship will not matter. It's who you are and the way you live, God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is out looking for. Those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirit, their true selves in adoration. Amen.
Now, I'm going to point out a few things. This may bother some people. And if so, so be it. Talk to the Lord. Don't bring it to me. Go to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it doesn't matter where you worship. You're absolutely right. It doesn't matter. But how you worship, it matters.
All right.
You worship, it matters. It matters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't see no harm. You should see some harm. If you are in error, you should see harm in that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
Amen.
Said the hour is coming, and now is. So that was 2,000 years ago that Jesus was saying, this is what God wants right now. That you worship me and worship God, for a better way of saying, in spirit and in truth. That's how you worship. Well, what is worship? Having an executive meeting with God. That's what worship is.
Mm-hmm.
Worship ain't foaming at the mouth, throwing oil. That ain't worshiping. Well, when I'm singing. No, brothers and sisters, let me tell you. One of these days, I'm going to teach the difference between praises and worship. Worship is when you come together on the same accord. And you're doing it because this is what God requires. Stop trying to do your own thing. Do what God requires. See, and until you've been able to hear the Spirit, you'll never, ever develop. You'll always be a babe. You're going to be retarded. You'll never develop the God way of thinking. You'll never understand how the Holy Spirit wants to guide you, but you won't listen to him. Oh, I see you're busy saying what you feel and what you think. Okay, just like forgiveness. You know, it's strange to know that some people think it's okay to forgive halfway. Well, you know, that's my ex, and you don't know him like I know him, or you don't know her like I know her because she did this, so I'm going to halfway forgive her. Brother and sister, I got to be honest with you. You got to hear what the Spirit is saying about forgiveness. The Father said, if you don't forgive, I can't forgive you. So if you want to forgive halfway, what you expect God to do? So don't think you can forgive halfway and then God going to forgive you the whole way. It don't work like that, dear heart. I'm sorry.
That's right.
It's just like I'm talking about worship. Worship is an engagement. God is talking, you're talking. That's what worship is. But people don't want to see it like that. They don't want to see it that it's an executive meeting. And you're meeting with God. You're talking about the things of God. You're seeking those things above where Christ sit. I want you to know, because you've been resurrected. You're in the spirit. You're not in the flesh. You're a new creature. And you let your oppressive mind tell you differently. See what? That's down here, the truth. So what Jesus said to the woman is the hour is coming where God want to meet with you. And this is what he wanted to do it. He wanted to do it in spirit and in truth. You ain't coming with truth, then God ain't interested in talking to you. Because a liar can't carry in his sight.
Amen.
And you want to know what God is looking for? Uh-oh, you didn't know God was looking for some stuff. See, that's another thing people get. They got to say, well, God got to look. God is all seeing. No, no. This is what it says. It said God is seeking such to worship him. When you're seeking for something, and this word seek here, it's the same word that when the woman lost her coin and she was seeking for it. The same word here that when the farmers had lost, the same word that Jesus, that God told me, said, he that findeth the wife, and in order to find the wife, you got to seek for one.
Yeah. Amen.
Same word, seek. It ain't in open view. How about that? Let me put it to you that way. It ain't in open view. And you ain't go by just what your optical nerves say. Because there's a lot of people, they'll talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk.
All right.
Try
say
me.
That.
God said, try me.
Yeah.
God wants people. He's looking for people. He got all kind of worshipers. Let me back up. He has all kind of worshipers. On Saturdays, on Sundays, he got Jewish worshipers. He got Baptist worshipers. He got all these worshipers. But that's not what he's looking for. If you're interested, you may not be interested. But if you're truly interested, he's looking for true worshipers. True worshipers. Not put on, not fake, not those that can take it off, like you take off a wig or take off a dress or take off a suit. Hey, looking for them kind that they take it off and put it on and turn it on when they get ready to turn. God ain't looking for no mess. Quit it.
Come on. Say it.
He's looking for true worshipers. He ain't looking for noise makers. He got noise makers. And then he got those that don't make noise. He got Presbyterian. Mm-hmm. He got all kind of worshipers. But isn't it interesting that God is not looking for those?
Amen.
He's not looking for those. I'm sorry. He's looking for true worshipers. Those that will get in that word and talk to God and say, God, you mean forgiveness is that I got to forgive the whole way? God said, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody who don't put no confidence in the flesh. Stop putting confidence in the flesh.
Amen.
I'm looking for someone who will attain to the resurrection.
Yeah.
I want somebody who's going to count it all as doo-doo.
All right.
Want somebody that's going to count it all as dung. Look up the word dung to mean doo-doo. I don't care about your little religious mind. You probably said something worse than that. But that's what the Bible called it. The Bible... Loss don't mean jack. Count it all as doo-doo.
All right.
That I may gain the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, our Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them all but dung, that I may win Christ. That's Philippians 3 and eight. I'm not going to just tell you some stuff and not tell you where to go find it. Go find it. Go look it up. Do your research. You'll see. That's the lifestyle you got to live. You got to stop trying to hold on to the world and God, too. And for those that don't know this, brothers and sisters, you're on your way out of here. The world, and I know y'all have heard this proverb ever since you've been born, that the world is coming to an end. Trust me, it's there. They that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. See, everybody won't hear this stuff. You know why? Because they don't have an ear to hear. Oh, yeah, they got flappers on the side. They got those listeners. But they don't have an ear to hear.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what happens when you have an ear to hear. During the third watch of the night, Peter said, Lord, if that be you, which, you know, between 12 at night and 3 in the morning, Peter couldn't see Jesus, couldn't see the Lord, but he heard him. So he says, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. Here's what Peter did. He jumped out of that ship, man. Didn't care anything about no water. Didn't care anything about any of that stuff. Didn't care about Mother Nature. Didn't care what the wind was doing. Didn't care what Joe Willie was saying. Didn't care what Thomas and them other guys was doing. Wasn't caring about anything. Didn't care about any of it. Jumped right out down that water and stopped because he heard Jesus said, come. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's where the body of Christ. When he says, seek those things above, he said, set your affection on things above. I read that.
Amen.
That's if you be risen. Now, you may not be risen, but if you've been risen, that's a possibility, you may not. But if you've been risen, just think that word seek again. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? God is asking us seek to worship him. Same thing, man. Seek those things which are above. Wait, what are you seeking? Things on earth? Then you out of the realm of God. If all you seeking, and please, brothers and sisters, I got one internet person that just loved me. I'm going to go and pick out every word I say, and it's okay. If I don't dot every I and cross every, it's okay. Forgive me. Pray to God, you know, help me with these things. But I want to tell you right now, it's real plain to me. He says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So I'm asking, are you looking for those things above? What are you looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking in the pizza shop for a mechanic?
All right.
Ooh. Why are you
Amen.
To the zoo and you're looking for a car? You want to buy a car, but you're going to go to the zoo. Who does that? Here you talking about your salvation, but you're looking in the wrong places. You want to go up in this building. You want to turn on this channel. You want to be here in this building. You don't know what that preacher doing. You need to read Ephesians 6. And you'll see you got all these different spirits, man. They're after you. They not only after your money, they're after your soul. They're after your salvation. And then when they get you, then they want you to get somebody else. That's what Satan does. He wants you to tell your kids that garbage. Yeah. He don't want them to know the truth either. So at some point in time, somebody got to hear from the Spirit.
Yeah.
So the Spirit says, the Spirit says this, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Amen.
You are dead.
Yeah.
And your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's what's going on. Because you want to start developing godly thinking. And if you don't start now, the question would be when? And if not you, then the question would then be who? See?
All right. Amen.
And that's if you're serious. You may not be serious about living this new resurrection life. You may not be serious about this stuff. You know, you might be just feeling it for the moment. It may be a fad to you. But I'm talking about people who know you're going to leave up out of here and you want your eternal life. That's what I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to people who want their eternal life.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to everybody, but to those that are interested in their eternal life. Okay. Man, that was just a little bit. But anybody have any comments on anything, press 1. And if I had a bunch of them to fall off, I guess they did. I don't know why they live out. That's praise God. Hallelujah. But if you're going to be an overcomer, you better start hearing from the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Anybody?
Amen. The pastor, I like to read Colossians 3, verses 1 through... Or, I'll read it from both translations, the King James first. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. And from the Message Bible, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too, the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
So as you say, seek those things above. Amen. And also, I'd like to also thank Evangelist Renee for also helping me on last week. I meant to mention that yesterday, and I said, oops, I meant to tell her thank you also. Oh, yes. Thank you, Evangelist Renee. She was there with them sandwiches and words of inspiration as well. So we just thank God. Thank God for his word.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at noon, I guess. Tomorrow, Thursday, right? Praise God.
Yeah.
Thankful Thursday.